Now, while doing it, once they qualified, now one application is received, they are trying to fill it up. Now, they also found that their manager competent and documents are already in place. Now, furnishing the information. What type of information is required to be furnished along with the application? The board may require an applicant to furnish any such further information or the certification regarding the sponsor or manager or nature of the funds or the funds management activities or any such matter which is connected with the business so as to conduct and so as to consider the applicant application for the grant of certificate or after registration thereon. If required by the board, the applicant or the sponsorer or the manager shall appear before the board for explaining. So, procedure for grant of certificate, once the board is satisfied or once the application is submitted, then the application will go to the Securities and Exchange Board of India along with the all qualifying criteria have been complied, all the documents required has been submitted and it is signed and it is submitted to the SEBI. Now, what is the process or procedure for a grant of certificate that SEBI will look into? The board may grant a certificate under the specific category of alternative investment fund if it is satisfied that applicant has fulfilled the requirement as specified in these regulations. They may consider accept. The board shall, on receipt of the registration fee as specified in the second schedule, to grant the certificate of registration in form B, that is 25,000 is an application fee. The registration may be granted with such a condition as may be deemed appropriate by the board depending upon the information which is submitted and disclosed at the time of submission of application. What are the conditions for issuance of the certificate? The certificate granted under these regulations is subject to some of the conditions. If board has decided to grant and they have issued the certificate, what are the conditions stipulated in that certificate so as to perform as a fund? The alternative investment fund shall abide by the provisions of the act and these regulations. The alternative investment fund shall not carry out any other activity other than permitted activities which are mentioned in the certificate. The alternative investment fund shall furthermore, shall forthwith inform to the board in writing if any information or previously submitted to the board are found to be false or misleading in any material or if there is any material change in the information which is already submitted. An alternative investment fund which has been granted a registration under the category cannot change its category subsequently to the registration except with the approval of board. Subsequent change of information which is provided by the company at the time of registration can be substituted with the prior permission or approval of the board. Board means SEBI. Now, procedure where registration is refused. Not all the application will be considered. There may be some gaps in the application, gaps in submission of the document as a supporting document for the along with the application. Basis on this, if board is not satisfied, board may refuse. And if refusal comes, then what is the procedure of refusal by the SEBI? That is also taken care in this regulation. Procedure where the registration is refused. 1. After considering the application made under the regulation 3, if the board is of the opinion that a certificate should not be granted, it may reject the applicant after giving the applicant a reasonable opportunity to being heard. As it is not, letter is not going to the applicant that your application has been refused. No. He is asked to come and hear what the board is saying and the reason for which they are not in position to consider his request of application. So he has to heard, and if it is satisfied, then application can be rejected. The decision of the board to reject the application shall be communicated to the applicant within 30 days of his filing the application. Where an application for the certificate is rejected by the board, the applicant shall cease to carry out any activity as alternative investment funds. Now coming down to application, now you have received the approval from the board. Now the another aspects under the regulation is the investment strategy. Investment strategy and restrictions at the time of issuance of the certificate is clarified and given and also mentioned in the SEBI regulations. This investment strategy consists of an alternative investment fund shall state the investment strategy, investment purpose and its investment methodology in its placement memorandum, which we were referring to, placement memorandum to the investor. They have to disclose on these points to the investors. Any material alteration to the fund strategy, there is a change in strategy sometimes for the purpose of investment. If there is any change in strategy, then the consent of the at least 2/3 of the unit holders by value of their investment in the alternative investment funds has to be obtained and in place. The investment in alternative investment fund, in respect of this particular aspect of the investment, the investment in all categories of alternative investment fund shall be subject to the following conditions, certain conditions. And those conditions are, the alternative investment funds may raise the funds from any investors, whether Indian, foreign, non-resident or foreign national and Indian, by way of issuance of units. Each scheme of the alternative investment fund shall have corpus at least rupees 20 crores, minimum corpus 20 crores. The alternative investment fund shall not accept from any investor the amount or investment value which is less than 1 crore of rupees. So minimum investment value is rupees 1 crore. In respect of the placement memorandum, there is a requirement to fulfill in the alternative investment funds, and that requirement is the alternative investment fund shall raise the funds through the private placement of the investor or issuance of the information memorandum or placement memorandum by whatever name it is called, consist of number one, such information or placement memorandum shall contain that information memorandum what I am referring. It must stipulate these things. What is that? All the material information about the alternative investment funds and the manager, background of the key investment team of the managers and the targeted investors, fees and the all the expenses proposed to be charged, tenure of the alternative investment fund or the scheme and the conditions or limits on the redemption, that is conversion, investment strategy, risk management tools and the parameters employed, key services providers, conflict of the interest and the procedure to identify and address them, as well as disciplinary history also need to be explained in the information memorandum or placement memorandum, and the terms and condition on which the manager offers an investment services, its affiliations with other intermediaries, then manner of winding off of the alternative investment fund or the scheme or such other information that may be necessary for the investors to take an informed decision on whether to invest in this alternative investment fund or not, or he will invest further into this AIF. Now the schemes, whenever it is talking about the schemes, then schemes means that alternative investment funds may launch a scheme. It is subject to filing of the placement memorandum to SEBI. Such a placement memorandum shall be filed with the board at least 30 days prior to launch of the scheme, along with the fee as specified in the second schedule of this regulation, and the board may communicate its commitment or its board may communicate its comments, if any, to the applicant prior to launch of the schemes, and the applicant shall incorporate the comments in the placement memorandum prior to launch of the scheme. Tenure, what could be the tenure of the schemes? Category 1 AIF and category 2 AIF shall be they may issue the close-ended funds or close-ended units, or the launch the schemes, which shall be determined at the time of application only. They cannot determine its tenure post issuance of the units or schemes. Category 1 and category 2 alternate investment fund or the schemes launched by the such fund shall be have minimum tenure of 3 years. It should not be less than 3 years. Minimum tenure must be at least 3 years. Category 3 alternate investment funds may be open-ended and closed-ended. If they are closed-ended, then there must be a tenure defined for that purpose. Extension of the tenure of the closed-ended alternative investment fund may be permitted by the 2 years, or subject to approval by 2/3 of the unit holders by means of the value of the investor, and in the absence of the consent of the unit holder, the alternative investment fund shall be fully liquidated with 1 year following the expiration of the fund tenure for extended tenure also. Now the listing, is it mandatory? No. But will it be required to list? Yes, but with certain conditions. Units of the closed-ended alternate investment fund may be listed on the stock exchange subject to a minimum tradable lot of rupees 1 crore of rupees. Listing of alternative investment fund units shall be permitted only after final close of the fund or the scheme. General investment conditions are also stipulated at the time of issuance of the registration certificate or launch of the scheme. Investment by all the categories of alternative investment fund shall be subject to some of the conditions which are narrated here. These alternative investment funds may be invest in the securities of the companies of incorporated which are outside India, subject to such a condition or guidelines that may be stipulated or issued by Reserve Bank of India from time to time, and also by the SEBI also. The co-investment in the investee company by the manager or the sponsor shall not be on the terms more favorable than those offered at alternate investment funds. Category 1 and Category 2 alternative investment funds shall invest not more than 25% of their corpus in one investee company, whereas Category 3 alternative investment fund shall invest more than 10% in one investee company. Investment conditions and restrictions further stipulates that alternative investment funds shall not invest in associate companies except with the approval of the 75% of the investors by means of value, and if you have got the consent from them, then only you can invest it into. Uninvested portion of the corpus may be invested in the liquid natural funds or bank deposit or other liquid assets or higher quality of such as treasury bills, CBLOs or commercial papers, certificate of deposit, etc. till the deployment of funds as per the investment objective of the company. Alternative investment funds may act as a nominated investor as specified in the clause B of the sub-regulation 1 of the regulation 106N of the Securities and Exchange Board of India issue of capital and disclosure requirement regulation 2009. Conditions for category 1 alternative investment funds. Now we are, if application submitted, registration certificate is issued, terms and conditions stipulated. Now, as per the terms and conditions, if your company is category 1 or category 2 or category 3, which are the terms and conditions again in minutely to be complied with as per the registration given or registration certificate issued, that also we have to see and is very careful. The following investment conditions shall apply to the category 1 alternate investment funds. Conditions, investment conditions I am referring to. Category 1 alternative investment fund shall invest in investee companies or venture capital undertaking or a special purpose vehicle or in a limited liability partnership firm or in a units of other alternate investment funds as specified in these regulations. Fund of the category 1 alternative investment fund may invest in units of category 1 alternative investment funds of the scheme subcategory, and category 1 alternative investment fund shall not borrow the funds directly or indirectly or engage any leverage except for meeting the temporary funding requirement for not more than 30 days or not more than 4 occasions in a year and not more than 10% of the corpus. This condition is very important because once the investment funds are received, then the operation started, then company may face the problem of funds. In that case, whether they can borrow, yes, they can borrow. They can take the funds, but it should not exceed 10% of the corpus, and other conditions that maximum tenor 30 days. You may take it from the bank, but you have to repay it again. So these are some of the conditions for category 1 alternative investment fund. The following investment conditions shall apply to the venture capital fund in addition to the conditions which are laid down in sub-regulation 1. At least 2/3 of the corpus shall be invested in unlisted equity or the equity linked instrument of the venture capital undertaking, that is VCU, or the companies which are listed or proposes to be listed on a SME exchange or SME segment of the exchange. Not more than 1/3 of the corpus shall be invested in subscription to the initial public offer, that is IPO, of the venture capital undertaking whose shares are proposed to be listed. Debt or debt instruments of the venture capital undertaking in which the funds has already made an investment by way of equity contribution towards the partnership interest and preferential allotment, including through the qualified institutional placement or the quality of the shares, the equity linked instruments of the listed companies, which is subject to lock-in period of 1 year. The equity shares of the equity linked instruments for the financial weak of the financial weak company or a sick industrial company whose shares are listed, and the special purpose vehicle which is created for the purpose of the fund to the purpose of facilitating and promoting the investment in accordance with these regulations. So this up to one third, under these circumstances, you can, company is permitted under category 1 investment, one third and two third for equity and equity linked instruments, two third by approval again by the 75% of or two third of the majority of the investors. This is what the investment condition for category 1 investment fund. These funds may enter into an agreement with the merchant banker to subscribe to the unsubscribed portion of the issue or to receive or deliver securities in the process of market making. Such a fund shall exempt in respect of investment in the companies which are listed on SMEs, SME exchange or SME segment of an exchange pursuant to the due diligence of the such companies, and it is subject to the following conditions. These conditions are: the fund shall disclose any acquisition or dealing in securities pursuant to such a due diligence within 2 working days of such acquisition or dealing to the stock exchange where the investee company is listed, and such investment shall be locked in for the period of 1 year from the date of its investment. The following conditions shall apply to the SME fund in addition to the conditions which are laid down earlier and we have discussed. At least 75% of the corpus shall be invested in the unlisted securities or a partnership interest of the venture capital undertaking or investee company which are SME or companies listed or proposed to be listed on the SME exchange or SME segment of an exchange. These funds may enter into an agreement with the merchant banker to subscribe the unsubscribed portion of the issue or to receive and deliver the securities in the process of market making. Such funds shall be exempt in respect of the investment in the companies which is listed on the SME exchange or SME segment of an exchange pursuant to the due diligence process. The fund shall disclose any acquisition or dealing in securities which is pursuant to the such a due diligence that within 2 working days of such acquisition happens or dealing to the stock exchange where the investee company is getting traded its equities or listed. Such investment shall be locked in for the period of 1 year from the date of investment. This is for SME. Now, the conditions which are applying for the social venture capital funds in addition to the conditions which are already discussed in general and in the regulation 1. For social ventures, at least again 75% of the corpus shall be invested in unlisted securities or partnership interest of the social ventures. Another condition, such a funds may accept grants, provided that such a utilization of a grant shall be restricted to clause A, that is above 1. These funds may also give a grants to the social ventures, provided that the appropriate disclosure is made in the placement memorandum. Placement memorandum, the activities must be mentioned. Such a funds may accept the muted returns for their investor, that is, they may accept the returns on their investment which may be a lower than the prevailing returns for the similar investment. Now, coming down to the infrastructure funds. For infrastructure funds also, there is a condition of 75% of the corpus shall be invested in listed or unlisted securities, invested in unlisted securities, the units of the partnership firm or partnership interest of the venture capital undertaking or investee companies or special purpose vehicle which are engaged in or formed for the purpose of operating and developing and holding the infrastructure projects. Funds may also be invested in the listed securities, debt instruments or listed debt instruments of the investee companies or special purpose vehicle which are engaged in or formed for the purpose of operating, developing and holding the infrastructure projects. So, conditions are stipulated as per the activities which are mentioned in the placement memorandum at the time of seeking the permission for entering, seeking the permission from SEBI. Now, conditions for category 2 alternative investment funds. Up till now, what we have seen in previous one for category 1. Now, coming to category 2. What are the conditions? Category 2. Category 2 alternative investment fund shall invest primarily into unlisted investee companies or units of other alternate investment funds as may be specified in the placement memorandum. That is why placement memorandum is very much required. Funds of the category 2 alternative investment funds may invest in units of category 1 or category 2 alternative investment funds. Category 2 alternative investment funds may not borrow the funds directly or indirectly and shall not engage any leverage except for meeting the temporary funding requirement for not more than 30 days, not more than 4 occasions in a year and not more than 10% of their corpus. These conditions are common to all category 1, category 2, category 3. Notwithstanding clause C, the category 2 alternative investment funds may engage in hedging the subject guidelines as specified by the board from time to time. Category 2 alternative investment funds may enter into an agreement with the merchant bankers to subscribe to the unsubscribed portion of the issue to receive and deliver the securities, process of which is enumerated as below. Category 2 alternative investment funds shall be exempt in respect of investment in the companies which are listed on SME exchange or SME segment of an exchange pursuant to due diligence process which is taken care, which is due diligence of the, such a company and subject to certain one or two conditions. And the first condition is the fund shall disclose any acquisition or dealing with in any other securities pursuant to such a due diligence within 2 working days has to be informed to the board or the stock exchange. Such investment shall be locked in for the period of 1 year. So, 1 year from the date of its investment. Conditions for category 3 alternative investment funds. Category 3 alternative investment funds may invest in securities of listed and unlisted investee companies or derivatives or the derivatives or the complex or structured product. Fund of the category 2 alternative investment funds may invest in units of category 1 or category 2 alternative investment funds. Category 3 alternative investment funds may engage in leverage of borrow subject to the consent from investors in the fund and it is subject to maximum limit as may be specified by the board for their borrowing in at the time of giving the approval by the board. Category 3 AIF shall be regulated through the issuance of the directions regarding areas of their operational standard, conduct of the business, prudential requirement, restriction on investment and redemption, as well as the conflict of interest as may be specified by the Securities and Exchange Board from time to time.